Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
As you can hear these final pitches, here's Dave Beckwith. He's on the ballot and he joins us now. Mr. Beckwith, good to talk with you again.
Hi, Larry and Bethany. Thanks for having me on.
Well, and I guess the floor is yours. I'd love for you to sort of make your final arguments as to why you're the best Republican option to beat Jennifer Wexton in November.
Well, thank you very much. When I resigned my job at the National Reconnaissance Office in February to run for Congress, I did that because of the state of the nation, the fact that President Biden, who ran as a uniter, has done anything but unite us. And I saw the state of the country, and I felt like the skills that I had, that I developed with my experience of 30 years as an Air Force veteran, I'm an engineer, a problem solver, and I spent 13 years at the National Reconnaissance Office helping to build the most complicated billion-dollar satellites that today are helping to defend the nation and protect us. There are eyes and ears in space. And I've also spent 30-plus years leading a diverse set of workforce, developing and providing that capability from leading teams of over 1,000 people across the world, really, to get those things done. I'm also a homeschool dad. We homeschool our kids from kindergarten through high school. It's a commitment we made because we wanted to do the best things for our children. And it also, I think, gives me a great appreciation for school choice and why it's so important. I know not everyone can homeschool, so I'm a huge supporter of school choice, putting the money with the children so that parents are able to send their children to the schools that they think will provide them the best education and keep them safe.
I love it. So you're talking to two homeschool parents, and so you're preaching to the choir a little bit here. One thing I loved about your sort of about page, Dave Beckwith for Congress.com, you talk about your children with such pride. One of your children, it says, interned for the Heritage Foundation and Young Life. I love that your kids' qualifications are part of your own, because I think it really speaks to who you are. You know, how your kids turn out is very reflective of the parents that they had growing up.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very proud of them. They all went off to college. Our two younger ones went to Virginia Tech, both live in the local area. And also, you know, my logo, if you've, you mentioned it last time I was on, my Cardinal logo was actually my daughter, who's a graphic designer. And we actually picked that logo. There's folklore about a cardinal that after you lose a loved one, and I'd lost my dad last year, a cardinal comes to visit your backyard. But I really felt like with all the challenges we've had with COVID, all the loss we've had, all the people who didn't get to go to funerals, didn't go to weddings, that the cardinal was kind of a symbol of that pain, but it's also a symbol of hope going forward. And I know we have better days ahead of us. And one of the reasons I want to go to Congress is to focus on those better days, a strong economy, rebuilding our national defense, and a freedom agenda, which is about getting the federal government out of our lives, pushing responsibility back down to states and to the people.
Two quick questions, Dave Beckwith, if we could, in our final minute. The first, have you given thought to what committees you'd like to serve on should you win this seat?
Yes, I would love to be on the Intelligence Committee. I've been told that's a tough road to get to for a freshman. But I also want to be on the Education Committee, and I also would like to get on the Homeland Security Committee and one of the Defense Committees. I think with my 30 years of experience in the Air Force and on the Intelligence Committee, there's a lot I can do on those committees, certainly more than Jennifer Wexton, who sits on high-profile committees where, as a lawyer, she's not really qualified. I think I'd bring both the experience and the qualifications to represent District 10 well.
And finally, back to Virginia 10 and what's, you know, most critical there. As you know, the education issue, and you've already mentioned education a couple of times and your priority with regard to school choice. What's your top priority in terms of addressing those needs from the House of Representatives?
Well, the number one priority I will have is inflation. I believe that is an existential threat to both District 10 and the nation. And I'll be working on making the Trump tax cuts permanent, getting rid of regulations, stopping the spending, which is causing huge amounts of pressure on inflation, and then getting our energy and oil flowing across the economy, really flooding the economy with American energy.
Well, it is the final countdown. We've got 3 days until the primary this Saturday. Dave Beckwith for Congress.com is where you go for all the information. And, sir, good luck on Election Day.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Bethany. I really appreciate you having me on and all you've done for this race. Thanks.
It's literally our pleasure. Thank you, sir. It's 6:54.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.